Hello and welcome to the Nashville Daily Podcast. I'm Stuart Deming.
And I'm Aaron Pennington.
Pre-COVID, Nashville's airport was breaking records left and right. Post-COVID, how are those airport numbers looking?
An international entertainment company will build their first American theme park right here in Tennessee.
Plus, what suburb of Nashville do you believe is the fastest growing?
We'll talk about all of this and more on Nashville Daily.
Do you know what's really nice, Aaron?
What?
That BNA opened that other runway a couple months ago, and because I live near the airport and I can hear every single airplane that takes off or lands, the amount of traffic because of that new runway has condensed tremendously.
Well, that's good because traffic as in the airport overall
is extremely busy.
Has it surpassed COVID? Pre-COVID numbers. This is interesting. The Nashville Business Journal reports on this, and according to their findings at BNA, things are busier right now than they were pre-COVID. BNA had 20,376 domestic flights in the first quarter of 2022, which is insane. A 102% increase compared to the first quarter of 2019.
That's crazy.
Which is wild.
That's a large number.
The airport is currently in phase one of BNA Vision, which has been talked about many times. If you just go to NashvilleDailyPodcast.com, go to the search bar at the bottom, type in BNA Vision, you'll be able to find a few episodes on that. For the nation's top 100 busiest airports, the average airport's first quarter 2022 domestic flight total was 91% of its 2019 total. So Nashville doing pretty well in that regard. So pretty cool to see that we are surpassing where we were in 2019.
There's only one other market on this list that I'm seeing is LaGuardia in New York. It's at 102%. Everyone else is around 95% to 80%.
Well, there you go. That is very interesting. Speaking of international things like BNA, International Airport, there is an international entertainment company that will build their first American theme park in Tennessee, which is very cool. This is coming from WKRN. So they're going to be building their first American theme park near the Tennessee entrance to the Great Smoky Mountains National Park after agreeing to a deal with the Eastern Band of the Cherokee Indians. So a very interesting way of securing the land to do this.
Yeah, so the Eastern Band of Cherokee Indians Tribal Council approved $75 million to develop a spectacular immersive show at the Sevier County commercial development site known as the 407 Gateway to Adventure.
This is interesting. And so that's after signing a formal letter of intent with French theme park company Point du Feu, probably.
Point du Feu. I have no idea.
That was probably a lot closer. According to an official press release, the plan includes an all-new themed spectacle inspired by an authentic and heartbreaking Cherokee story of their heroism in World War I.
Interesting.
So this company is known around the world for transporting guests back in time to feel firsthand the excitement and drama of historical moments. This unique attraction promises to be a one-of-a-kind experience that will make the 407 truly the gateway to adventure, says Richard Sneed, the principal chief of the Eastern Band of Cherokee Indians. So this is pretty cool. The company that is developing this...
They have a few theme parks in France and Spain, and they're medieval battles or Viking conquest.
So those are some of the events that are kind of immersive themes in some of their other projects. So this will be located at the famous exit 407 of I-40, the primary entrance to the Great Smoky Mountains National Park for Tennessee. The 407 aims to capitalize on the park's nearly 12 million annual visitors, which is the largest for any of the national parks by far.
Yep.
By offering entertainment, retail, and hotel amenities on a, good Lord, 200-acre site.
Wow.
That's a lot of land.
That's bigger than Storyville.
Yeah. So let's see if they have... I don't believe they have any kind of expectation for a completion date
date. We have
anything.
A rendering.
But,
if we,
but we have renderings.
So. Yeah, we have this little rendering. This is coming from WKRN. So I guess that's going to be the theme park. Let me zoom in on this rendering real quick. Okay, so... Interesting.
Yeah.
Is the battle happening inside of this building?
I don't know. You maybe.
But it's parking lots. Okay. So, yeah, we'll see what happens. But they're also saying that they're going to try building like a premium golf course, a distillery experience, and a go-kart facility on the property as well.
It's kind of more of a resort type environment.
That's what it feels like.
Than a theme park environment. But... should be very interesting. Nonetheless, it's a location that will attract a lot of people.
Well, they're just capitalizing on the visitation of that area.
Oh, so yeah.
Smart for them.
Recently, we capitalized on some good Nashville food. I'll tell you, I feel like this is becoming my favorite Saturday morning breakfast, H&S Bagels. It is quite literally, if you can order ahead... Or if you can go at an off time and you can get to H&S Bagels on a Saturday morning, it's absolutely fantastic. So I think what my favorite now is a bacon, egg, and cheese sandwich on an everything bagel.
Oh, yeah.
And
sounds so good.
It's absolutely incredible. Even going there, getting it, coming back home, and eating it. It still absolutely tastes amazing. It's going to be hard not to wake up on a Saturday morning and not want to go to H&S Bagels now.
You know what's crazy? Neither you or I have had their lunch bagels.
No, I don't know if I would.
I think I want to try them because their breakfast bagels are incredible.
I know, I'm too much of a sucker for that. It seems like a wasted opportunity.
Yeah.
If I don't get it.
I think we may have to go try that soon.
Yeah.
So I had a new restaurant that I went to. This was in the Joseph Hotel on the top floor. It's called Denim. And
Denim.
Basically, it's a really cool thing. So it's right outside of like their pool and like their outdoor rooftop area, and it gives you views of Nashville that are very rare. So it's like a very like southern view of Nashville, which is great.
Nice.
And I had their brisket grilled cheese. That thing was
fantastic.
And then I also had a little slice of their pizza. So they have these like little personal pizzas that are like 9 inches. It's like a little square thing.
Okay.
But I had one of their little pieces of pizza. It was really good food. So,
that's
but
awesome.
The views are what make the food really good.
Are they like elevated bar food?
Yes.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
It's poolside and everything.
Yeah, yeah. It was super fantastic. So you could sit outside. You could literally see the Korean Veterans Boulevard Bridge. So, like, it would be a great place to watch the race, in all honesty, if you had some good binoculars
that would
or stuff.
Be nice, yeah.
But then all of South Nashville. So you could see, like, down to the airport, over to the rolling hills of Brentwood. So it's just a great sight.
Awesome. Well, if you are out that direction, we do have some good stuff for you to do today with Explores Nashville Tip of the Day.
For Explorers Nashville Tip of the Day, it's a great day to head to downtown Nashville and to visit the Goo Goo Cluster Shop. This is located on 3rd Avenue in downtown, and the Goo Goo Cluster Shop is a place that serves Goo Goo, and you may be wondering what a Goo Goo is. It's the first combination candy bar in the United States. I believe they started combining milk, chocolate, and peanuts in 1912, so they have some really good representation throughout Nashville. You can find them in the hotels, in the Kroger's, probably Walmart, whatever. But they take milk chocolate, they combine it with a bunch of stuff. They have three original flavors. They have like the original flavor, then they have like the peanut butter flavor, which is absolutely amazing. And then the really cool thing about the Goo Goo Cluster Shop is they actually have like chocolate classes, And they also make like gourmet goo-goos that are like $15, but they're like massive. They're like probably 5 inches in diameter, but they're fantastic.
Yeah. So last time when my parents were in town, they took one of the goo-goo classes, and you got to make your own goo-goo clusters. And they said it was one of their favorite things that they did in town.
That's awesome.
So pretty cool.
Did you get to try a piece of it?
No. Oh. It's gone. But it's pretty cool. I was glad to hear that it wasn't a lame experience or a boring experience. It was quite exciting, and they had a lot of fun there. So if you want to get some chocolate and maybe they have some kind of their boozy chocolate slushies or whatever they have there, it might be good if it's a little bit hot out as we're getting out of spring into what feels like the Nashville summer.
First summer.
Yep, first summer, exactly.
I think we're going to have 3 summers this year.
Yeah, that's fair. So grab yourself some great goo goo clusters on a great day like today. That is Explorers Nashville tip of the day.
Today's episode of Nashville Daily is brought to you by Screen Threads. If you're looking for Nashville-themed merchandise, look no further. Our listeners can use the code NASHVILLEDAILY to get 10% off their next online order in-person visit. You can find them inside of Marathon Village or at thescreenthreads.com.
All right. So the question, one of the questions we posed at the very beginning of the episode is I know this is a difficult question to answer. You know, what's one of the fastest growing Nashville suburbs? That's a very difficult question to answer. There's a lot of factors that go into that and a lot of competition in there. But one of the things we want to highlight today, the Tennessean wrote an article fairly recently about all the workings in a suburb of Nashville called Gallatin. If you have not visited Gallatin or been to Gallatin, Gallatin is just north of Nashville. And there's a lot going on there that they've got in the running to possibly make themselves one of the fastest growing suburbs here in Nashville.
Well, if you remember, there was the Facebook data center or Facebook something center that they're building up there. And I believe that was like a $1 billion building. And it was only going to employ about 200 people, if I remember correctly. But there's also another development near that Facebook development, and I think this may be one of those developments, but it was a 700-acre development that they're going to be building all of this residential, Class A commercial office space, and all of this retail as well. And so Gallatin is thriving, but I'd say all of Middle Tennessee is thriving. It's really interesting taking people around from around the country, and they're like, wow, I've never been to a place where I've seen so much construction.
Very true. Very true. And with that Facebook data center, they ended up adding on to their original plans. So the Facebook data center has kind of grown beyond what they originally even thought it was going to be. But the Tennessean is talking about two major developments that are underway in Gallatin, and in their words, that are poised to change the landscape of the area and bring amenities that Sumner County currently does not have. And the two projects are called the Goat Farm Project and Nexus. So the Goat Farm Project is...
I like the name of the Goat Farm Project.
I mean, it's just brilliant. Yeah. It's geographically located in Gallatin, Hendersonville, and Sumner County along the Chute Lane and Nashville Pike. Nexus sits along Highway 109 and Red River Road and the new Albert Gallatin Avenue, and will run through the middle of the project. The two developments share similarities in overall master planning, connectivity, and a well-thought-out plan of true mixed uses.
So they ended up speaking to both of the developers and the Gallatin Economic Development Agency, and these are the top 5 things that they learned. So the first question that they asked is, what will these developments bring to Gallatin and to Sumner County? The Goat Farm, so this is going to be the first development. In addition to the previously announced Ford Ice Center in partnerships with the Predators, which will feature 2 full-size indoor ice rinks, the Goat Project, such a great name, is also slated to have 60,000 square feet of retail and or restaurant space, a 120-room hotel, a residential section with 70 condominiums and an outdoor family entertainment area designed to be the nucleus of the project.
Wow.
And there's actually a rendering.
Before we get to that rendering, how many ice centers do the Predators need in Middle Tennessee?
Well, so they're opening the one.
One for every single day of the week?
Yeah, so they,
they can go to different ones,
travel
every
around
day.
Middle Tennessee. Yeah. So you have the Bellevue one, you have the Antioch one.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and then their practice one. No, that's the Titans or a Metro Center.
You have Sumner County, which is going to be built.
Yep. And then Spring Hill, which was just announced.
Okay. Do they have one in Murfreesboro?
I don't know.
I have no idea.
But
we don't go like to the borough that often, guys.
Looks like they're getting one for every day of the week now.
So this is the rendering of the goat project. It kind of looks like not a goat. So you could see in the distance, I assume where those lights are that we're looking at. If you're listening to this, we're looking at a rendering on the outskirts of it. It's really black in the rendering, but then it has like lights in the actual like where the buildings are. But there's these lights shining into the sky, and that's probably where the entertainment district is going to be.
Yes. You know, not huge in space, but really taking advantage and making that a full living, working, playing community as well, which is, I think, very important as these are developing. So Nexus, so answering the question, what will these developments bring to Gallatin and Sumner County? For Nexus, plan for Nexus are a 100-acre plus business park that will have up to 2 million square feet.
Now they're competing with Nashville.
2 million square feet of Class A office space and warehouses, and a 120-acre mixed-use area approved for up to 1.1 million square feet of retail.
Wow.
And 900 multifamily units with an expected grocery store anchor and space for a large-scale retailer such as Target or Home Goods. Residential includes an over 55 gated community with up to 852 dwelling units consisting of primary, single-family, and villa lots, and an additional 240 group of single-family homes, 254 townhomes, amenity facilities for residents.
It kind of seems like One Bellevue Place, not Bellevue One. I always get that name confused. But the thing that One Bellevue Place does not have is 2 million square feet of Class A office space and warehouse.
Yeah, that's a lot. They do have the shopping. They have the restaurants. They have the hotel.
They have the retirement center.
The residential, and like the goat farm, they have the Ford Ice Center. But they don't have all of the big area retail, but they have a good amount to where there's consistent shopping in that area.
So the second question that the Tennessean asked, what will be the main focus of the development, the goat farm? Developers of the goat farm, Hendersonville-based, is it Stratos Development, said the driving force behind the project is the Ford Ice Center. So basically, I believe if I remember correctly.
And also similar to
Bellevue Place.
One Bellevue, almost.
Because they
AMC Theater, mm-hmm, and a few of the restaurants and that hotel are kind of anchored in there, but it's good to have that kind of family aspect where a lot of kids can use the arena as well. Brings the families out there.
Yeah. Everything else about this project will be designed and implemented with, synergy, and family in mind. Ultimately, we'd like everything to service the needs of families coming to play at the hockey arena.
Exactly.
Okay. That makes sense.
So for Nexus, answering the question, what will be the main focus of the development? Nexus developers, their Coulterland, that's the name of the developers out of Tampa, Florida, say this project will be focused on the business park aspect, but will ensure that all uses, including retail, residential, commercial, and office, all work together seamlessly. I think this is something that people will really talk about. It's going to attract so many different people. You have the residents who will live there, but you also have regional destination shopping, as many as 10 major employers in the business park.
Wow.
Maybe multiple medical practices in there. So you're going to have a lot of people visiting the project and associating it with Gallatin. They also said, we are doing things a little different from what Gallatin is known for, so it will be something different.
All right, so question three. What restaurants or retailers will be part of the project? the Goat Farm. The only tenant announced so far is the Ford Ice Center within its partnership with the Predators hockey team. While the development will have multiple retailers, restaurants, and a hotel, no names have yet to be announced, and they're going to announce some of those names probably this fall.
Yes. So they say normally you start out with a big announcement, and they did that with the Predators instead of something like a Costco or a Target or an IKEA or something like that. And don't even tease Nashville with an IKEA. Come
on. Yeah. We're very scarred from that moment.
For Nexus, they said while developers know there will be a grocery store anchor for the project, along with multiple other retailers and restaurants, it's too early in the development for any tenant announcements. Harvey predicts the project will be a shopping and food destination. We will have restaurants, large-scale retail facility. The mayor would love for there to be a Target out here, so we'll see. So that this almost reminds me a little bit of Nashville West, the shopping area out there. As far as restaurant and retail, there's a lot of those out there. Nothing else. So this will have, in addition to something like that, a lot of businesses, a small like a business park, in addition to that area. But Nashville West really has that restaurant and shopping mix done pretty well.
So the fourth question, this is kind of a simple answer. How would this development affect traffic? Basically, between the two, they're going to expand the highways and make sure that there's sidewalks and all that stuff. So that's a pretty easy answer. And then the last one, the fifth question is, when will this project be complete? The Goat Farm, Kane, I believe he's the president of the organization, says the Goat Farm as a development project has been already in the works for 4 years.
Jeez.
Wow. He anticipates 5 more years before the project is finished.
Double cheese.
Wow. So 2027.
He says, our hope is we will be moving dirt by summer and we'll be starting something vertical in the winter. We are planning on 14 months for construction. Ice will be first, and we hope to have that done by the fall or winter of 2024. For Nexus, Harvey says the first to come out of the ground at Nexus will be the two residential neighborhoods, which will begin construction early next year. That makes sense. You want the residents to move in there before the restaurant so they can go and visit the restaurants when those open. Occupants are hoping to come in by the summer of 2023. Wow, that's fast. The business park will be next, and he expects that to be under development sometime early next year. And with the first buildings being ready by the end of 2023 or early 2024, which still seems pretty fast. For it not having really to, I don't know if they're broken ground or getting the dirt ready or what they're doing on that yet. He said the overall project will be in development for the next 7 to 10 years,
okay,
which is pretty extensive.
Yeah. So if the big question is, what is the fastest growing suburb of Nashville? Is it Franklin? Is it Nolensville? We've talked about developments in all of these. Is it Spring Hill? Is it Murfreesboro? Is it Lebanon? Is it Mount Juliet? Is it Gallatin? Is it Hendersonville? Dixon? Where's the growth?
I'll end it on
Clarksville.
This. I'll end it on this. The name choice for the goat farm. The land has historically been a goat farm, so developers wanted to honor its heritage and keep the name.
Comment below. What's the fastest growing suburb in the Nashville area?
Yeah, we have a few ideas, but want to hear from you. So put that down in the comments. Let us know. Thank you for listening to Nashville Daily.
To learn more about today's episode, visit NashvilleDailyPodcast.com. And to stay connected, head to our Discord and you can find the link at NashvilleDailyPodcast.com/connect. Nashville Daily is now offering tours. If you'd like to take a tour of downtown Nashville, head to the link in the show notes or find out more details at NashvilleDailyPodcast.com.
Nashville Daily Podcast is an Explore.Nash production. Copyright 2022.